RNUE, KO4QLG.
Hey, KO4QLG, I'm clear.
On 6-1 this morning, in 4IQ mobile.
UK4OIM.
K4VRN, is that right?
OIM, whoa, that's the internet.
Oscar India Mike, I think that's right. Okay, well, I guess I better still say good morning. I just got in the car here. I'm headed into Greenville. I live out in the county around Simpsonville. Rainy day, but sure is nice and warm. I'll take it, over.
It tires rain. I've got a couple of antennas out here I want to get up, and, I've been wanting to get them up for a while, but my health ain't been too good, but I'm getting better and ready for the rain to get out here where I can try to get a 6-meter dipole up, and I got a tri-band beam I'm wanting to get up here, but, we needed the rain in a way. I got a yard full of leaves I need to get up, but too wet to do anything today.
Well, in a way, it's good. Can't do anything, so you can go inside and do stuff that you need. That's what I've been doing the last couple of days. I got most of my leaves up. I got them off the roof and in my yard, got them put up, but there's still a few trees that are having leaves coming down, so it's enough where once this dries, I'll have to get out there and blow again, but it won't be the effort I did during most of December, which is good. But what kind of tri-band are you going to put up?
Bushcraft A3S, 20, 15, and 10 meter. I've had this thing for about 2 years at least, and I had a stroke and fell out of the shack and broke my neck, and I was in and out of the hospital for over a year with that, and I was living up on I can't think of the name of it, at Lake up there in Landrum. After I broke my neck, I had to move in with my daughter over here on Lake Bowen. And I had so much radio equipment, I couldn't get it in my bedroom, so I bought me a 32-foot pull-behind camper. I about gutted that thing out and got all my radio equipment in it. And still trying to put up shelves and all to get some of this stuff up on.
That's a big task. I remember talking to you, but it's been a while. It's probably 6 months or more. Last time I talked to you, you were working on your camper back then. And sounds like you're still working on it, which I can understand. Sounds like a big job. But you'll get it. Yeah, I'm familiar with the A3S, and I had one. I never used it. Seems like years ago, I gave it to Gene Creasy, and I don't think he ever put it up. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Well, the bands have been good lately. The sunspot number, the sunspot numbers are coming up, and the smooth sunspot numbers, gone up like expected, actually a little bit faster. And been some really good conditions. Last week, 10 meters was open. Not a little late for the 10-meter contest, but conditions have been really good up on, like 12 meters, 17, 15. They've all been really good. A lot of good DX up there. Over.
Hello?
see. I've got a DX Engineering five-band dipole out here. I had that thing up for about a year, and one day the SWR went up as high as it could go on every band. I took that thing down, and somehow another water had got into it, and I took the top cap off of it and drained the water out. And I've got it rolled up out here. I got to get that thing back up. All I got up now for HF is a 80-40 meter dipole. But my, I got an FT950 HF radio here. But the automatic tuner on it, I tune 80 through 10. Well, it'll go 80 through 6. On that fan dipole, but I want to get this big fan dipole back up. If it starts raining this weekend, that might be the thing I'm going to try to do. All I got to do is let my 80-40 down. I've got it up on pulleys, and it's about the same length as that DX Engineering, and pull that thing up, and I'm going to drill some holes in the bottom cap on it where the coax goes in. And so if it ever gets some more water in it, it can drain out. I guess it was just condensation, because there was no way for water to get in there from the rain, because it had this rubber cap on the top and the bottom, and it had ribs all in it, and it fit so tight, I never got the thing out to drain the water out of it. But that's what I need to get back up most of all before the A3S.
Well, I hope you can get it done. It's supposed to be raining most of the weekend. I think the first really dry day is going to be Monday. I was looking at it this morning. That, of course, it's always who you look at. That's a lot of prognosticating that. You look at Weather Channel, they say something else. AccuWeather says something else. But when I was looking this morning, I think it was Monday. There's almost 0% chance. And Tuesday was like 7% chance of rain. So, but the weekend, it looked like there's rain on and off most of the weekend. Nice warm weather is like today, but not, you know, it just wasn't but really very pleasant from a rain standpoint. You know, I wonder, do you have weep holes in that DX Engineering box so the water will drain out, over?
Have them in there coming from the factory, but I'm going to put some in it this time before I put it back up. I'll have to put some small ones in there because I don't want nothing big enough for spiders or bugs to get into it. But I think I paid $189 for that thing and always had good luck with it. About the best antenna I ever had up. And I've been into this hobby probably right at 44 years now. I got my ticket back in 76. But worked CW mostly up to the last, I don't know, about 3 years. I hadn't been doing much CW.
Yeah, dipoles can work really good. You know, you get them up high enough. A lot of people put down a dipole, but if the station in the upper bands, you can get them up high enough. They work quite well. And if you don't have to turn a beam, and they're easy to put up. Well, I've got a lot of HF antennas up. They're all wire antennas of various types. And I've, on the you know, the center, almost all mine use valves of some kind. And I always drill a weep hole on the bottom, usually two small ones, either side of the coax connector. And, you know, it's no guarantee you can't keep some ants out, but some insects, but by and large, though, it really has worked good. I don't have I don't have a problem with condensation. And, but I just use a very small bit. And it works pretty good. I've never had water accumulate in it. And it's almost impossible to keep water out of those things. And like you said, it could be condensation up there. Well, I hope you get it back up and it works as good as it has in the past. Over.
Yep. Wood is wild up here. Yeah, I've got some pretty tall oak trees, and now that the leaves are off, it won't be no problem putting, well, like I said, I'm going to drop this 80-40 and pull that DX engineering fan dipole up where this one's at. But I got a 6-meter dipole I want to get up. I got a 20-meter double bazooka. I'm going to put it up running north and south, I think. I love playing with antennas.
That's something you can always do, and it's probably the best payback for your time. And to get good results is put a good antennas up. Well, I spend most of my time CW, but lately I've been doing a lot of FT8 because that's where the DX is. They really have been coming in good. I mean, all over. I guess the best one I've worked recently in the last 3 weeks, I guess, was Bangladesh. That was the country I needed. And finally got them. I've been trying to get them. I've worked them before, but I never could get a card. And then the guy that I worked passed away, and his manager didn't have records anymore, and I never did get a card out of that guy. But I finally got one. He got a confirmation. It came through Logbook of the World like 2 days later. S21DX. I was so glad to get that. I mean, I've been trying to get that. That gave me country number 340, and I was glad to get that. I've been looking for them forever. Over.
You're going to say him to me. I had a guy send me an email, and he cussed me out because I wouldn't verify the QSO I had with him. And I looked back in my logbook, and it wasn't there. And my legal pad, I probably got 20 or 30 of them here for a scratch pad where I've contacted somebody, and I've got the call sign down and signal report and everything before I transferred it to my... I keep a paper log in the logbook of the world. And QRZ logbook, and it's not in either one of them. And I know I have never talked to that guy, but he absolutely cussed me out for not verifying the QSO we were supposed to have. And I just left it alone. I never did go back to him. I'm not going to verify somebody that I ain't got logged down.
Well, you know, I don't know how many times I've logged somebody and found out I didn't have the call right. So that may have been the situation this other fellow had. But, you know, the way I found is if you're abusive like that, I call it abusive, and you're trying to get a QSL card out of somebody, that's not the way to get it. I mean, you know, that is about the way to win friends and get results. You know, if you want to turn somebody off, just do that. You will not get a QSL card. That's kind of stupid, really. Over.
I had finally had to go back to the hospital, and they operated on my neck, put those six plates in there. My daughter went ahead and moved me in with her, and she left a lot of my things in the other place where I was living. And they were, shoe boxes full of QSL cards that she didn't get. And by the time I got well enough to drive, and I went back up there, and that guy had done cleaned out and trashed everything I had. But she was doing the best she could with me in the hospital and, you know, her trying to work and get up there and be with me, and then trying to move everything in on her own between hospital visits and work. But I lost a lot of wallpaper.
You think of the number of hours that those QSLs represent, the amount of effort. Yeah, that's too bad. What was that? Were you renting that place?
And I had never tried to buy another place since my ex-wife and I split up. I don't know, what's the odds on being married twice, both of them redheads? Never do that again. I got one, this lady that lives down below us here on Lake Bowen, and she keeps walking by, and she'll stop and chat. My daughter, Daddy, why don't you talk to her? I said, she's a redhead. And I'll be 74 years old next month, and I'm too old for that. I can buy anything I want now. I don't have to ask permission. I love being single. I can just sit here and play radio anytime I want.
N4IQ. All right. Well, Walt, I don't mean to run on you, but I've got to go. I'm just about at my destination. And good on, you know, after a while you kind of get snake bitten, don't you? I think I would do the same thing that you would have done. I would have probably backed away a little bit from another redhead. All right, well, I'm going to say 73. Nice talking to you. It's been a while, but nice talking to you. Sound like you're making progress, and you'll be able to get those antennas up. But it'll probably be the first of the week before the rain's going to stop, and it's going to be cool, too, when it's, highs are going to be like in the 40s a couple days, and in the mornings in the 20s. It's going to be much cooler, but it looks like it's going to be dry. So 73 is to you, and you have a good day. What's left over here? N4IQ.
IQ, K4OIM. Yeah, I can put up with the cold better than I can put up with this rain. And you go ahead and have a good rest of the day, and wish you and yours a happy new year. 73s, and hope to talk to you again a little sooner than what it's been since the last time we talked. So the mail just run. I'll go check it, and I'll say 73s, but I'll be monitoring.